So we don't really know if those anti-fracking protesters in Romania were real or Russian plants. But this next story, these are real Russians. This weekend, several thousand Russian medical workers and patients spent hours in the cold protesting cost-cutting reforms to Russia's healthcare system. As part of the changes, authorities want to close dozens of hospitals and lay off up to 10,000 medical staff. Charles Maines was out at yesterday's demonstration in Moscow.
Protesting against the Russian government was something new for many who came out here, and it showed. Doctors marched in awkward rows. Their chants never really took hold. But what they lacked in organizational experience, Sunday's protesters made up in conviction. Their message, amid trying economic times, Russians' health is being sacrificed by a government with deeply misplaced priorities. Елена Ковалева says it's her first time protesting. She's a mother of three, and Ковалева says that after watching prices rise in the shops and cuts to education, the healthcare layoffs were the last drop.
The country has reoriented itself around protecting the ruling class, and now there's no money left for problems faced by average citizens.
As an example, some point to the so-called Rothenberg Law, a government-sponsored bill that would compensate businessmen like the billionaire Arkady Rothenberg for losses incurred as a result of Western sanctions. That legislation hasn't passed yet, but Dr. Valery Ivkin, a longtime cardiologist, is already angry. We'll have to pay money to save some oligarch, Ivkin says, while the sick and the poorest of the poor are left to die. Sentiments like these could be a problem for President Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader has enjoyed record approval ratings following Russia's annexation of Crimea earlier this year. Only now health care and other social programs are suffering so that Putin can pay for Crimea, says Grigory Petrov. He says the recent social reforms have him reconsidering his support for the Russian leader.
The presidential elections showed that the majority of our country supported Putin, and I basically agreed. But politics is one thing and social issues are another. I felt I had to come out here in the cold with my wife and my child to defend our rights to free education and health care.
Oleg Shane sees a nascent political movement in statements like these. Shane is an opposition politician, one of the only politicians allowed to speak at Sunday's rally. But Shane was an important player in the anti-government protests that swept Moscow and other cities back in 2011. He admits that movement fizzled with good reason. Democratic leaders failed to connect to the bread-and-butter issues that matter to most Russians. But Shane says the doctors' rebellion represents a new opportunity.
A protest for democratic freedoms was seen by many as something really abstract, far from daily life. But when those democratic demands combine with social needs, we'll see a completely new Russia, both free and just.
That may take some convincing.
On the far right, there are radical anarchists. In the middle, there is Russian socialist movement. And here we have anarcho-feminists.
Nikolai Lenikov is part of a group of young leftist radicals who came out to support the doctors and, by all appearances, were having a good time doing so. But Lenikov says that shouldn't take away from the sincerity of their message.
These people, for the first time, feel the need to be on the street to protest. And we have to support them. They have to feel our energy as well. So we are together with them. These are not just them marching. They are us.
In a sign, the Kremlin seems concerned about that. Putin has called for Moscow's government to revisit the doctors' layoffs. And city officials have announced compensation packages for those affected by the cuts. How Russia's medical workers respond may determine whether Sunday's rally was just one day of anger or the start of something more troubling for the Russian government. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.